record right now.
Okay.
She knows all right. Where it's at.
So welcome to my nightmare with Kurt and Nicole.
I have to sit there and go.
I am a self-proclaimed drummer.
Okay.
Of heavy metal influence.
Okay.
And bad decisions.
Well, we all make bad decisions, but I've played music for numbers of years, and I've been on tour with Pantera.
You have?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. So, there's all sorts of things we can talk about right now. So what is your clue with what you're going to do tonight?
I've always made my art into what people play around me. And I've always dabbled into however the feeling goes. The feeling is the biggest part of music.
It is. That's 100%. That's 100% because no matter how, when you get on stage, it's like a whole different ball game. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's a whole different ball game. When I'm up there, I freaking nail it. I nail it to the bone. And, you know,
It's kind of hard sometimes with certain people that you've never met before.
Yeah.
And you try to do things how they would like it. And it's very, very...
It's random.
It gets very random.
It's fucking random, man. It's like you kind of gotta go with the flow and be like, fuck me, look, I can play some fucking goddamn drums, bitch, you know, I can fucking nail this shit fucking out of the fucking wall, but if you're not right on there, I'm gonna try to keep with you and keep where it's at and keep fucking, I'm gonna try to play with you and see what's going on.
Well, as a drummer, that is exactly how I play.
Yeah.
Every note that I fucking try to do, sometimes it's not that great.
All right, so we have a new guest.
We're not perfect in what we do, but meeting new people and new perspectives and things really drives the idea of music.
Oh yeah.
In a way that, like you like tonight, I've had four different
perspectives.
And,
like, fuck. I don't know what's gonna fucking happen now. How is this gonna fucking work?
Absolutely.
So, what's your name?
I'm Mike.
Mike Allen. I'm Kurt Barr.
Kurt Barr. Nice to meet you.
Welcome to my nightmare with Kurt Nicole.
Welcome to my nightmare too. Because we share this beauty together.
Exactly. And so that's why we created this podcast. And so you're going to be published on a podcast. And
Well, that's beyond me. I love the fact that my voice will always be recognized.
Yeah, we have resonance. But it's called resonance.
So one thing I have to say about the people that I play with is every moment is a learning experience. Every moment that I get to spend on stage, I learn something new.
Yeah, it's called stage addiction. I have it. I have it. I call it stage addiction because fucking,
Well, like, I guess in that sense, I'm a stage whore.
Stage whore.
Yeah. Because I play with anybody.
Me too.
And I will always have a beat for somebody.
Yeah, and you can go out the air.
It's an amazing feeling.
Just being able
to do it. Like, just tonight, I had one guy tell me that... I was like, what's your name? Like, you're amazing.
What's your name?
Exactly. He said, are you going to play again tonight? I'm like, I don't know. I really wasn't gonna play tonight.
I didn't even plan on it. Yeah.
And
who, you want a mint? Hey, I'll give you a fucking mint, bitch.
Exactly.
That's how it works, man. It's fucking so cool.
It is. And it's very cool.
So, this is my podcast now. Welcome to my nightmare. It's recording right now, just so you know.
Oh, I absolutely know.
Yeah. And,
also, I'm trying not to fuck up what I say, but I am
you
drunk.
You don't have to fuck up what you say. And you can do whatever you want.
And I'm a drummer. And I'm a drummer. I'm the most awkward goddamn person in the fucking world. So
exactly.
We'll make that known
Mike,
to the world.
You're a rock star already.
I appreciate
you. Already fucking know. And we are both rock stars, but we'll take it. We'll take it to the next level.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing about being a rock star. Anybody can be a rock star. Anybody that has the ambition and the drive to do it will always prevail. Because you know what? That's what they're born to do.
That's what we do. That's what we do. You know, that is the whole ball game. You know, it's and we bring out so much happiness in people that it's fucking phenomenal. And you know, they can just, like, run away, grab a coffee, or do what the fuck they're fucking doing, but when it comes down to the fucking moments, man, we're on stage, we do shit.
We get in our element, and the element is what music is.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful fucking feeling.
Yeah, I know.
And I would not trade that for a dime.
I would not
trade that for anything else.
Me neither. I can get up there and I can play some fucking goddamn guitar and I'll fucking rip shit fucking apart.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And I'll be up there playing with you. Even though I have to go home.
I actually do have to go in here and play some music. So.
I have to go play some music, brother. Alright.
It was good
you're
to meet you.
You're going to be on a podcast.
I'm gonna subscribe all right. to you.
Welcome to my nightmare with Kurt and Nicole.
Absolutely. Alright. I look forward to fucking listening to this.
Oh, dude, it's going to be funny as shit. This
absolutely.
Will be cool.
Appreciate you, brother.
Alright, right on, brother. Hey, buddy. That's fucking rock and roll right there. Right on.
Some tree knocking in your face?
Ah!
frosted pine trees.
Pine trees.
Pine trees, frosted pine trees.
Yeah. Missouri.
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 In Moldover.
Cheyenne, Wyoming. Knocking on trees.
Knock on the fucking board, man.
Squash knock. Knock knock squash. Squash knock. That's good.
Yeah. So why not? All right. So let me hear your story. Welcome to my nightmare with Kurt Nicole.
Oh, that's your story. Man, I don't have any stories really. You know,
a broken story. I know a girl with a broken smile.
A broken smile, right?
Yeah. Smile. What happened?
Sounds like a Maroon 5 song.
It's like Maroon 5,
yeah. How did she turn her frown upside down, right?
Yeah. That's what I thought people were going to start saying.
Yeah. She smells, right?
I found a girl with a broken smile. And she comes.
You want to come to my house?
Let's go to the
where you at, bitch?
Let's go to Chad's house.
Bye. I was wrong one.
It's the bus.
Mine. Are you going in?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'm walking home.
Where are you walking to?
Sunridge.
Oh, Sunridge. It's not too far.
Yeah,
right,
it's not far at all, dude.
All right, I got Linus. Okay. This is
Mr. Joe.
This is Welcome to My Nightmare with Kurt and Nicole. And now I have a guest speaker named Linus.
Hey, y'all.
We're going to talk about, I don't know, we're going to talk about something.
We're going to spit a beat.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We can.
Boom, chaka, boom, 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 chaka,
boom, boom, chaka, boom, 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 chaka, boom, boom, chaka, boom, 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 chaka.
My homie Joe just got on the bus rolling down East Bend. He just got that lease. Oh,
yeah,
he got that
apartment now.
He got an apartment now, and it's a bed, but he got no motherfucking lead in his head, because he got no pencil in his stencil, if you know what I mean. But he got that lean, that codeine, fill his cup up like I got them sips up. Oh, what's up?
Yeah. Hit it.
Get right back now. With the pine tree. Got those needles thrown like that's what I need in my...
Hit it one time.
Nice green, oh, that mean tree. Yeah, you got that like that mean tree. Like that big old bag of home. Like more like the motherfucking bulk. Bum, 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 bum.
I'm
too fucked up.
Chicka, chicka, bum.
Chicka, chicka, bum.
Let's kick it out. I'm Kurt B, kicking on the fucking night stream. Motherfucker, go get what you mean. I can rap, I can motherfucking kick it all day. Motherfucker, you gonna get in my way? I don't think so. I'ma roll you all down. Doesn't even matter if you come from my hometown. I can kick you on the street every time. Motherfucker, you can't bust my fucking shit on the rhyme. Cause I can freestyle every fucking day. Motherfucking shit doesn't matter cause I play it my way. Welcome to my nightmare.
I'll publish that and you'll get to hear it tomorrow. Oh,
they fucking started to. I published the first podcast with me and Nicole 2 days ago, and Anchor's already got us on Google Play and fucking Breakers.
Oh yeah.
And they keep sending me texts like, all your fucking shit's blowing up right now. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
Normally Nicole's with me because she's like really good at bantering and talking shit,
you know? Because yeah, it doesn't talk shit. But the reason why we call it, like, Welcome to My Nightmares is everybody's got a fucking story.
Oh,
you know?
Everybody's got a
fucking story, so. It's working out pretty good.
Until you get through life, man. You really have that shit and you think you're good.
Well, you're a little fucking monster, man. You gotta pay them. You gotta cover it. Yeah? You gotta cover it.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing right now.
Hey, you're in the best spot in the world.
I'm trying to be happy, you know, man.
Yeah, well, maybe you can come to surface in Peru. I'm getting ready to, like, as soon as Nicole gets her fucking shoulder healed, we're supposed to go to Peru at the end of the freaking in April and go surf. But the fucked up thing is it's winter down there. So it's like fucking cold as shit.
I don't see it somewhere else. It's pain, man.
Because my buddy has a fucking house on the beach in Peru. And he used to work with me here. He used to work with me in Kentucky. And he's like old school fucking hardcore like me. He used to fucking snowboard with me. Like, cause I used to be a sponsored rider.
He's a dude.
And he was a sponsored rider with me for a while.
Damn, man.
And so, yeah, that's all happened. So, make it happen.
Yeah, dude, I'm doing my thing. If you ever need any graphic design?
Oh, yeah, we do. Actually, I need graphic design for the cover page on this.
Take my contact down.
I'll catch up with you next time in Colwood.
My website's designed by Linus.
Designed by Linus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Designed by Linus.com.
Right on.
Also, you can check my name.
Well, you can go to my Welcome to My Nightmare with Kurt and Nicole at anchor.com. And now it's on Breaker and now it's on Google Play.
Yeah, so I
can go
to your website.
Probably
do it.
Well, I mean,
like if it's just a webcast, I mean, it's real cheap.
Yeah, webcast. Yeah. I just got it launched 2 days ago, and I've already got hit up like freaking a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Well, just let me know. Help me pause this, bro.
Alright, brother.
Give me a big ol' hug.
Alright, bro. I'm hugging to you, man. Don't worry about it.
You have a good night, Kurt.
Right on, brother. Hey. Be safe walking and don't fucking die on me.
Alright,
hold on, bro. Alright, see ya. What the fuck are you waiting for? You waiting for the last beer? What time is it coming, man?
It's in here right now.
I bet. Thank you.
I was wrong.
It's the bus.
It's mine.
Are you going in?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right.
I was walking home.
Where are you walking to?
Sunridge.
Oh, Sunridge. It's not too far. Right
yeah,
down
it's
the street.
Not far at all, dude.
All right, I got Linus. Okay. This is a
Mr. Joe.
This is Welcome to My Nightmare with Kurt and Nicole. And now I have a guest speaker named Linus.
Hey, y'all.
We're going to talk about, I don't know, we're going to talk about something.
We're going to spit a beat.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We can.
Boom, chaka, boom, 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 chaka, boom, boom, chaka, boom, 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 chaka, boom, boom, chaka, boom, 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 chaka.
My homie Joe just got on the bus rolling down Eastman. He just got that lease. Oh,
yeah,
he got that. Oh,
apartment now.
He got an apartment now, and it's a bed, but he got no motherfucking lead in his head because he got no pencil and a stencil, if you know what I mean. But he got that lean, that codeine, fill his cup up like I got them sips up. Oh, what's up?
Yeah.
Get right back with the pine tree. Got those needles thrown like that's what I need in my.
Hit it one time.
Nice green, oh, that mean tree. Yeah, you got that like that mean tree. Like that big old bag of home. Like more like the motherfucking bulk.
Took it to the bomb.
Bomb, 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 bomb. I'm too fucked up.
Chicka, chicka, bomb.
Chicka, chicka, bomb.
Let's kick it in. I'm Kurt B. Kicking on the fucking night stream. Motherfucking go. Get what you mean. I can rap, I can motherfucking kick it all day. Motherfucker, you gonna get in my way? I don't think so. I'ma roll you all down. Doesn't even matter if you come from my hometown. I can kick you on the street every time. Motherfucker, you can't bust my fucking shit on the rhyme. Cause I can freestyle every fucking day. Motherfucking shit doesn't matter cause I play it my way. Welcome to my nightmare.
Dud?
I got a dud.
Yeah,
I got a dud. But I'll publish that and you'll get to hear it tomorrow.
Oh,
they fucking started to. I published the first podcast with me and Nicole 2 days ago, and Anchor's already got us on Google Play and fucking Breaker.
Oh, yeah.
And they keep sending me texts like, all your fucking shit's blowing up right now. I'm like, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Normally Nicole's with me because she's like really good at bantering and talking shit, you know, because it doesn't talk shit, but the reason why we call it like Welcome to My Nightmares is everybody's got a fucking story.
Oh,
you know?
Everybody's
got a fucking story, so. It's working out pretty good.
Until you get through life, man. If you really have been getting their shit and treat them good.
Well, we're fucking rock stars, man. We got it covered. Yeah, you got it covered.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing right now, but.
Hey, you're in the best spot in the world.
I'm trying to be happy, you know, man.
Yeah, well, maybe you should come surf with us in Peru. I'm getting ready to, like, as soon as Nicole gets her fucking shoulder healed, we're supposed to go to Peru at the end of the freaking April and go surf. But the fucked up thing is it's winter down there, so it's like fucking cold as shit.
Do you have somewhere else, like Spain, man?
Because my buddy has a fucking house on the beach in Peru.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to work with me here, and he used to work with me in Kentucky. And he's like old school fucking hardcore like me. He used to fucking snowboard with me. Like, cause I used to be a sponsored rider.
He's a dude.
And he was a sponsored rider with me for a while.
Yeah, man.
And so, yeah, that's all happened. So, thank you, Adam.
Yeah, dude, I'm doing my thing. If you ever need any graphic design.
Oh, yeah, we do. Actually, I need graphic design for the cover page on this.
Take my contact down.
I'll catch up with you next time in Colbert.
My website's designed by Linus.
Designed by Linus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Designed by Linus.com.
Right.
Also, you can search my name.
Linus. Well, you can go to my Welcome to My Nightmare with Kurt and Nicole at anchor.com.
Yeah.
And now it's on Breaker and now it's on Google Play.
If you guys want to, I can go to your website.
Probably need to do it.
Well, I mean, like if it's just a webcast, I mean, it's real cheap.
Yeah, webcast.
Yeah.
I just got it launched 2 days ago, and I already got hit up like freaking a bunch of times.
Thank
you know, so.
Well, just let me know. Help me apologize, bro. Alright, brother.
Bro,
I'm
100
feet, man. Don't worry about it. Good night, Kurt.
Right on, brother. Hey. Be safe walking and don't fucking die on me.
It's just.
Alright, hold on, bro. Alright, see you. What the fuck are you waiting for? You waiting for the last three? Mm-hmm. What time is it coming, man?
He's in here right now.
I bet. Thank you.
so I'm gonna go ahead and start recording right now. Welcome to my nightmare with Kurt and Nicole. Even Nicole's not here right now, but we're still recording. We can talk about this dude.
Yeah, no, you're good.
You know, this dude is all fucked up, he fucking goddamn couldn't even fucking get into a taxi. He couldn't even get.
What's up, man?
What's going on, bro?
You're good. We got him sent off.
Thank you.
Yeah.
One of your super guys. Nice actually, guy. You know what? Your one guy sent him off. But no, he's a super good guy. Yeah. He would never harm a fly or anything like that. He was just like here.
Too drunk.
His body was here, but his mind was over here.
Yeah. When you ever fly down
and
the middle.
And so
of
I was kind
of
huh?
When you ever fly down the middle of the bar, I mean.
Oh, yeah. He did?
Yeah.
Oh, he already fought? He already fought in the bar?
No, he had his fly down. His dick was about to pop out.
Oh, shit.
I don't think he knew that.
He ain't that type of guy. He ain't no fucking weirdo like that. No, he's not. I know that.
Nah, but like,
and I'll vouch for that.
When you get too drunk to legally be in a bar, you gotta take the legal steps. Even if you know the dude, like I've been a bartender for a while, and like even if you know the dude, you can't just like let somebody be that drunk in your shit, even if they're.
Oh, put your dick back in or something.
Put your dick back in.
He ain't a creeper.
Exactly.
No, I don't think he's a creeper either.
I used to bartend at the George for a little bit, and I know how fucking struggle that gets. Yeah. So you gotta kick people out.
If that's what you guys need me to call you. Fucking.
No, it ain't.
What's going on, brother?
Well, I've been drinking. I drink whiskey. Shit.
Me too.
I'm gonna say fuck.
Oh yeah.
I'll drink a beer, but I mean, nah.
Yep.
If I got a beer, whiskey, shit ain't happening.
I love whiskey, but I don't drink hard liquor like that no more. So when I drink whiskey, it's like nice places. I try to get like a nice, little like neat whiskey. Sip on
Dude, I've been bartending in Louisville, Kentucky, where it's the bourbon capital of the world.
Well, yeah, that area.
Fucking serving.
But you're also with all the weirdos in the world, too. I mean, like, weird motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah. I've been around them. They're fucking out there.
Weirdos. Yeah. We're talking about something.
Oh, you're all fired.
We're all fired.
You're all fired.
I'm fired. I don't have to go to work.
Are you fucking kidding me? Get unemployment? That's crazy.
You're all fucking fired, man.
Can I get unemployment?
No.
No, damn it. That's quitting.
This is so much good material for podcasts.
Can I fire myself and get unemployment? Does that work? If I work for myself right now, does that work?
I mean, you can. You can figure something out.
If you try, it will get denied
for a little bit.
You can figure something fucking out.
I got fired.
He's fucked up. He's so fucked up. Like, when you just take a step, she was fucking up. I've been that fucked up, but it's like, I can also make myself
later, she asked me to come back.
Fuck, I kept telling him. I was like, dude, you can be fucked up. I said, you gotta act like you're sober. And make them think you're sober, and they'll just keep serving.
Well, I tried to pull it off.
But I don't think that would have been a good idea. I think if another drink, you'd have been fucked
up. I tried to pull it off. Like, dude, just change your shirt or something.
No, you wouldn't be able to do that.
I worked this job for a year.
Do something.
But no, you can't have unemployment. Because the job before the job you got fired from didn't fire you.
Yeah.
Do you know Jason Garrison?
So I'm not an habitual fire.
I know Garrison, but I don't know people here. I've only moved here since October.
No, I don't.
I'm from
Montana.
No, I'm from Montana.
That's the thing.
All right, well, Garrison, he does a lot of stuff with the sleds and shit. And
he's my type of person. I got a couple of training girls.
Totally, man.
Turbo and
we got it going on. Then I do all that shit too.
Professional writers and shit, and like I'm like this close from being a professional, like 24, and like I love that shit.
Dude, I was a pro rider when I was 21. So
I grew up from a small town, like 2,000 people. So your world and my world is totally different. Like there is no opportunity for me. You know what I'm saying? But
oh, now you're
just
here.
Being like, yeah, I'm here. No, but I got lots of opportunities. Yeah. Now, but it was just there. There is none.
What's your name, brother?
I'm Chris.
Chris. Humber. Kurt.
Nice
Kurt,
to meet
Kurt
you.
Kurt Letko.
I rode with Dan Adams and like Levi Vavell and Heath. Heath drop. Like they had a helicopter drop him off on a mountain, and I watched him jump off and shit with the snowmobile.
We were the first four riders here in Vail in 1991 when they actually let us ride here. They wouldn't let us ride on the mountain. We had to hike up in Minturn. Me and Adam Merriman and Josh Eminger and Justin Brita.
Yeah.
Fucker. You know Rita?
Yeah.
That's my best friend since eighth grade.
Bet.
Yeah. Bet.
I've ridden with her. Yeah, because I rode for Solomon for 2 years, like Ampro.
Yeah.
And then, so I rode with a bunch of guys out here, because I've been out here for 7 years now.
Isn't Bob's place like right here, right?
But, yeah.
No, I've ridden with a bunch of people out here.
That's my best friend since eighth grade.
Hey, okay. Isn't Bob's place, like, if you were walking...
I'm going over to Bob's place. You want to go over?
That's where we're at.
All right, well, that podcast is over. Everybody that was involved, you might have to sign a waiver if I decide to publish it. But,
No? All
right.
Frosted pine trees.
Pine trees.
Pine trees, frosted pine trees.
Yeah.
Missouri.
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 Get pulled over.
Cheyenne, Wyoming. Knocking on trees.
Knock, knock. Knock, knock on the fucking board, man.
Squash knock. Knock, knock, squash. Squash knock. That's good.
Yeah. So, why not? Alright. So, let me hear your story. Welcome to my nightmare with Kurt Nicole.
Oh, there's like those two stories. I don't have any stories, really. You know?
A broken story. I know a girl with a broken smile.
A broken smile? Right?
Yeah. Smile? What happened?
She laughs pretty weird. Sounds like a Maroon 5 song.
It's like Maroon 5, right.
How did she turn her frown upside down, right? Let's go to
where you at, bitch?
Let's go to Chad's house.
Bye. Welcome to my nightmare with Kurt
and Nicole.
How's everyone doing today?
It's a great day. It's snowing out, right, huh?
Yeah, we got magpies running and looking at the snow going down and doing the stuff that we do, which is awesome. Drinking some black tea, which is very, very delicious.
Very good.
You think it's good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty good. And we're thinking about stories that have happened in our lives. We have the whole Kobe Bryant thing that happened yesterday.
Which is really weird.
It's not really weird. It's
just kind of...
It's tragic.
It's upsetting. And that they are just talking about Kobe, not even his daughter that died as well. But
or the other two 13-year-old girls.
Other people that died. A coach of a basketball team, of which Kobe Bryant's daughter was on. And then the mother of her was also on there. And her daughter all perished in this terrific...
Tragedy.
Yes.
Yeah. And then people are bringing up stuff about Kobe that isn't even... It's not freaking logical to even do that to someone after they just passed.
Yeah, everyone's bringing up when he supposedly raped a chick here like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, however many years ago it was.
Yeah, we live in Vail, Colorado. And, it's the whole valley, but, it ended up happening in Cordillera, but it's in Eagle County, Colorado. And, we're both just horrified by what had happened.
And then for people to bring up about the fact of what he did, or supposedly did, 15 years ago, and the poor guy is now dead, and his daughter's dead, and his wife... is still living with three other children and has to deal with everything on their own. And then the coach, the husband of the girl that died,
and the thing
know
is,
what to do.
The thing is the girl that happened with in Cordillera, we both know, and we both know what type of person she was.
And she was willingly and wanting it. She just knew that she
could. But either or, she just did it for the money, and... I hate to say it, but she was a tramp.
It's a tragic story either way. Like,
yeah, and I don't want to hear any of that anymore about, you know, when somebody passes or something like that. So anyway, welcome to our nightmare.
And I have a broken shoulder now, so I can barely work. Kurt's going to work to cover for someone right now.
He's sick, so it's all good. Welcome to my nightmare with Kurt and Nicole. Say bye.
Bye.